Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone. As we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Shalach, for many of us, the beginning of a Ben Hazmanim, of a Summer Zman, a time of potential Gevaldiga Aliyah and Chalila dangers on the other side, let's make it good. Let's start with the Meraglim, a time of potential Aliyah and a time of dangers in the other direction. I'd like to talk today about the chronology of Klal Yisrael in the Midbar and the Maisa HaMeraglim. Before that, I want to repeat an old question. It says in Tehillim, Kovav, the Imasu Be'eretz Chemda, the Aveira of the Meraglim was that they were Mius, that they didn't love Eretz Yisrael. And that seems to contradict the Pasuk, which says that they were, Kichazachum Yimenu, they didn't believe that Klal Yisrael could defeat the Canaanim in war. This is an old kasha. We're going to come back to it. Let's first talk about the chronology and follow me as we explore the dates of everything that took place from Yetzias Mitzrayim until Parshas Shalach. When did they send out the Meraglim? Well, we know the Meraglim traveled 40 days and returned on Tisha B'Av. So by working backwards, we know that the Meraglim was sent out on the 29th day of the month of Tammuz. 29th of Tammuz was 40 days, brings us to Tisha B'Av. All right, they left the 29th of Tammuz. Now, when Klal Yisrael left the Midbar, they spent 11 months at Har Sinai. They came to Har Sinai, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, and they left Har Sinai, as the Pasuk says in last week's parasha, on the 20th day of the month of Iyar. So they spent 11 months. You have to realize that all of Kol HaTorah Kula was given in those 11 months. The 11 months from Parshas Yisrei till Chamishi of Parshas Baal Yisra were all in Chayrev, all by Har Sinai. And there they learned everything, the Dinim of the Mishkan, the Dinim of the Karbanis, the Dinim of Tumah V'Tahara, of Mitzayra and Zav and Nida. They learned all the Dinim of Parshas Behar, the Halachas of Shemitah, the Halachas of Avodim, everything in Mishpatim, Ma'elu Misinai, Efeilu Misinai. All of this was said there. The Dinim of Sait of Nazir, Parshas Nasai, everything was taught at Har Sinai. They were at Har Sinai for almost a year, from Rosh Chodesh Sivan until the 20th day of Iyar. Then they left. How many days traveled to Eretz Yisrael? They left the 20th of Iyar. The Pasuk says, Achad Asa Yom Echayre. The Pasuk in the beginning of Devarim says that when Eretz Yisrael is 11 days travel from Har Sinai, Rashi there brings, even though it's 11 days travel, Klal Yisrael was going to make it in 3 days. Rashi brings it in Baal Yischa. So it means they left the 20th day of Iyar, and they're going to be ready to go into Eretz Yisrael 3 days later. 3 days later, that means till, I guess, Chav Gimel, and then go in Chav Dalet. What happened? 3 days, they would have behaved. Everything would have been great. Now, how did they get to Chav Tes Sivan? So the answer is the following. There were Achar Asi Yimechayev. Hashem says, by the time to leave Har Sinai, we're going to Eretz Yisrael, 11 days travel, Prisus HaDerech, Gevaldik. What happens? Yasafsof. They come to a place called Kibbutz HaTaiva, and they delayed 30 days. The Pasuk says, L'chamesh yamim, l'yasar yamim, l'yasim yamim, shloshim, they're delayed for chodesh yamim, 30 days, because of Kibbutz Yasafsof and Kibbutz HaTaiva. Okay? So that is the first umglik, the delayed 30 days. So let's do the math. They leave the 20th of Iyar, and till the 29th of Sivan, which is the beginning of this week's parasha, is roughly 40 days. So 3 days, it would have taken them to travel. 30-day delay, Kibbutz HaTaiva. Next, there was a 7-day delay because of the Ma'aseh of Miriam, as it says in the end of Parshas Baal Yischa. So that brings us to 40 days. So what's happened? HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, we're leaving Har Sinai, we're going to be in Eretz Yisrael in 3 days. In 3 days, Klal Yisrael knew 3 days. Rashi says in last week's parasha, when Moshe Rabbeinu told Yisrael were ready to go in, Rashi says he told them in 3 days. They knew 3 days. And what happened? A 30-day delay, a 7-day delay. Finally, they're ready to leave. Kibbutz HaTavit, a delay for 30 days. Chatzeres, a delay for 7 days because of Miriam. And they're ready to go into Eretz Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael says, let's send Meraglim. What an awful idea. What's going on? If they would have had Avas Eretz Yisrael, they would have left Har Sinai with a geschmack. We're about to go into Eretz Yisrael. We can't wait. Yesafs have happened. Oh boy, delayed 30 days. We can't wait. And then delayed because of Maaseh Miriam, 7 days. It should have been such a cheshek when you have something good coming and it's delayed. Imagine you order something and delivery is delayed, but something that you like. So what do? You get bigger and bigger cheshek, more and more rotzen for it. So here they are, 29th day of Sivan. And they say, let's send them a raglam. They say, let's check out Eretz Yisrael, we'll send them a raglam. Now you understand, the Yamasu be'eretz chenda. The Shoyrish HaChet, the sending of the Meraglim, was itself a chesaron. How could you delay 40 more days? You were just delayed 40 days because of the Asafsuf and the Maaseh Miriam. You delay for the best oifen. They'll come back and say, it's good, let's go. You're still delaying it 40 days. So the Yamasu be'eretz chenda. And then the Meraglim came back. One problem followed the other. And then they had the problem of El Tisha B'Av. This gives us a picture of the chronology, the Geschichte of Klal Yisrael, the story of Klal Yisrael, the Midbar, the dates, the things that happened. And maybe it gives us more of a sense of feeling that what was missing was the longing for Eretz Yisrael. How could you send a raglan? How could you send a raglan? With this is understand, as understood, Avod Seba, one of the G'dayla Yisrael, he said, two things are called Yerusha. Taira Tzivolano Mai Rasha. Taira is called Yerusha. And Eretz Yisrael, the Yerash Demai says, called Yerusha. Why is it that in the last 2,000 years in the existence of Klal Yisrael, we always had Taira, we always had people learning Taira. But Eretz Yisrael, we didn't always have Eretz Yisrael. As a matter of fact, we have Eretz Yisrael for a small period of time. Why? And the answer is that Kodesh Baruch Hu said, I'm giving you Torah, the Yerusha. Klal Yisrael, we said, we don't have to examine it. We don't have to look at it. Na'aseh v'nishma. We'll take it. If you say it's good, Rabbi Nishma, we take it. So that remains with Klal Yisrael. And Kodesh Baruch Hu said, I'm giving you Eretz Yisrael. They said, Eretz Yisrael, what's going on? What's in it? What's it like? Let's have a raglum. Let's see. When you talk that way, that's how Goyim talk. When Hashem offered the Torah to the Messiah, they said, Maksimbe, we have to examine it, we have to see it, we have to check it. No. So there, you have to be Zayfa. You want to check it, Shmekes Ice? You have to be Zayfa. So this is the lesson of Yamasu Eretz Chenda. Let's move on to one more sadistic thought about the Chet HaMeraglim. You know, the Meraglim were really great people. And nevertheless, there was a Chet HaMeraglim. They didn't quite didn't quite live up and to what was happening, and they said we can't conquer it. I'd like to share with you a thought about the Machlokes Gedolei Yisrael, the Meraglim against Kalev and Yeshua and Moshe Rabbeinu. We have a rule in Hishtadlus. One of the Mochamis of the Yetzer Hara and the Yetzer Tov is how much Hishtadlus and how much Betochen. Hashem said, the Rebbein Shalom says, you have to do some Hishtadlus, and then you rely on Betochen. So the klal, the rule, which we have to know how to apply, but the klal advar, the rule is that in gashmius, when it comes to physical things, you do your ishtadlus. And once you do what's a normal ishtadlus, normal depends on the person, but what's a normal ishtadlus, kifi kaychecha, then you rely on betachin. They say, b'shem Reb Chaim, where ishtadlus ends, betachin begins. And there, you see, at the end of the day, you're relying on betachin. By ruchtius, it's not that way. By Ruchnias, you have to be mishtadl. You have to always be mishtadl. You know, I'll lie in Betachin and say, yeah, Betachin. They tell people, why didn't you show up for the Gemara Shia on Shabbos? Where were you? He said, please come. He says, Im Yirtzeh Hashem. What do you mean, Im Yirtzeh Hashem? Hashem wrote, it's Im Yirtzeh you. It's up to you. It's your establishment that makes things happen when it comes to Ruchnius. The taste, like Ashmius, you do a small amount of whatever you do. You do a normal establishment, and then you align to by Nishloim. Mashiach came. By Ruchnius, no such thing. It's totally up to you. Kilu, Mashiach, Kaviyachal has no say. He lets you decide. When it came to going into Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, we can do it. We'll do it. Now, Api Teva, are we Bekaya? A Dor that grew up in the Midbar never fought a single battle in its life. Can we conquer Eretz Yisrael? So Moshe Rabbeinu said, it's like everything else. You do your Ishtadlus. A normal Ishtadlus, make place of Bracha to be found. And then you're by the Shalom. You have the Tachin that your Rabbeinu Shalom will help you. Once you do your normal Ishtadlus, you have your Vitach. That was Moshe Rabbeinu Shiva. The Meraglim said, what? Conquering Eretz Yisrael, it goes with the rules of Ruchnius. Conquering Eretz Yisrael goes with the rules of Ruchnius. Our army has to be able to defeat. We have to be able to do it by ourselves. And therefore, they went with the Shita, that we have to be able to do it. You realize it's a her talking. It's a lack of a talking, a lack of faith in the Bnei Shemayim. They make Kilo, it's a firm kite, that we can't do it. Kilo, it's a firm kite. And therefore, they said, we have to be able to do it. We can't. But Derech HaTeva, we can't do it. We can't do it. Chazakum Himenu. Kosh Baruch Hu doesn't make sense to these things. We have to be able to do it. This is what happened with the Ma'aseh HaMeraglim. I mentioned this because Ma'aseh Ovis Simen Labanim. Ma'aseh Ovis Simen Labanim. But we see today, Tzeinu HaKadosh, our hearts are broken of everything going on there. And our hearts are broken over the relationship with the Ummah Sa'ilam, which all the sinna is coming to fore. We see a country that believes in Kaichi Baitim Yadi. They have to be able to do everything. They have to have victory. They have to be able to defeat, to erase, to eradicate something that can't be eradicated. Instead of being Mishnadal and then relying on the Rabbeinu Shalom, you have to do your Shnadal, of course. But at a certain point, you pull back and you don't endanger Klal Yisrael everywhere. At a certain point, you finish your Ishtadlus and you turn to Rabbi Nishalayim. To do a not normal Ishtadlus, to do an Ishtadlus, Ki'ilu Tshayach, to erase the whole, destroy a whole Hamas, as if it's Tshayach. We know that they're all Hamas. We know it's not Tshayach. But there's no betrachim, so everything depends on me. It's a nice almost of a similar bonin. Meraglim or Kadosh. I'm not saying that there's Kadosh today. But the idea that I have to do everything, I have to be able to do everything, that idea, it's a misled idea. Like good people who are never finished Nishpah, they don't know better. But in cause they're doing wrong. There's no measure of a normal Ishtadlus followed by a B'tachim. We have to dive in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shigav Chachma, to Klal Yisrael, wherever we are in Hatzlacha, and Be'ezus Hashem, to go out of this Tzara, only the Rabbi Shalom takes out of Tzara, nobody else. And it'll happen. A good Shabbos to one and all.